It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the George Williams Show. We're so glad to be back behind the mic tonight. It's a little frosty out there, you know. It's a little chilly, but it is not like being up in New Jersey, where I grew up at in New Jersey after we left Daphne when I was 10 years old. And my mother, father, and their 8 children traveled to Paterson, New Jersey. So that's where I grew up at, folks. And it was cold up there and a lot of snow, okay? A lot of snow. Anyway, our number here is 251-343-0106. And you can also text us at that same number. If you are out of town or outside our listening area and you want your relatives or friend, you want them to listen to the show, just tell them to go over the internet, and we have an app for your cell phone. It's FM Talk, T-A-L-K, 1065.com. FM Talk, 1065.com. All right, folks, we're going to have a special guest tonight, and we will be talking to him after the first break. All right? Folks, I have a question to ask, and it's mainly for these Democrats. And that question is, what the hell is wrong with you idiots out there? What is wrong with you? You're protecting drug traffickers. You're protecting illegal criminals. You're fighting the police. And there's somebody, I saw it on the internet. I won't mention her name, but I think she's out of her mind. This was in Facebook, where the laws that the federal agents have to work under. They can't do this, they can't do that, they can't arrest this, they can't arrest that. I said, where the hell did this lady come from? Who does she think she's talking to? Where did she get this information from, that federal agents cannot enforce this law, they can't do that? Federal agents can really enforce any laws that they see are broken, okay? For the madam that put that on Facebook, okay? Where did you get all this from? Oh, you can't do this. You can't stop people. You can't. My God, unbelievable. But here's the problem, folks. The Democrats, these are all facilitated by Democrats. They hate this country now at this time. They hate President Trump. Okay? They love illegals. This is my opinion, my observation. They love illegals, and they'll do anything in the world to keep illegals from going to jail or being deported back to their country. And here's the thing. Somebody said this 10 years ago, that the problem, the future problem for America is going to come from illegals and folks who come from out of the United States, folks who are not born in the United States, but they come here. And that person said that, and I'll never forget it, and I know who it is. And this person is deceased now, but if that person was still alive, I would call him and say, how did you know that? They're saying our problem, future problems in America, will come from non-born U.S. individual, okay? Non-born. And as you can see now, a lot of the problems that are being facilitated in America, Minnesota and Illinois and all of those liberal cities and states, a lot of problems come from individuals who were not born here, but individuals who came here, be it legally or illegally. Okay? And you have to figure this. A lot of them have relatives who came over under the Biden administration, under Obama. And you know, I hear people say, well, Obama did more. Bull. Obama did not do more. Obama did not do more. Okay? Obama, in my opinion, relaxed a lot of the immigration laws. Relaxed quite a few of them. Quite a few of them. And Biden, and Trump came in to try to cut them off, and Biden opened them back up. Okay? Biden opened them back up. So don't believe that crap coming from the Democrats, folks. I mean, it is unbelievable. Now, when I was a police officer in uniform, and also a DEA special agent, this wouldn't happen when we were working, folks. I'm telling you, it wouldn't happen. All these people who are pushing these agents and pushing the police officers and spitting on them and throwing things, no, they would not be standing up with the guys that I know, the guys and the girls who were agents and who were officers. And let me tell you something, they would not be standing up, okay? A lot of them would be in the hospital, and they deserve it. That individual who was shot, okay, all she had to do was listen to what the officer, the agent told her. No, she's almost going to run over one. What do you expect? The police need to get tough on these individuals. They need to get tough. And guess what? If the police chiefs or their superiors tell them, don't get involved, with ICE and just stand back, well, stand back. But ICE agents, you have to go home too. You have a family back home. You know, one of my buddies said the other day, who was a police officer, there'll be a lot, if he was in uniform now, or if he was out there on the street, there'd be a lot of kneecaps busted. Remember, we used to have nightsticks, okay? A lot of knee, with a nightstick, folks, you can take care of the situation very easy. Very easy. Very, very, very easy. Just cap them right on the knee or on the shin bone. They'll go down. And then you lock them up. You lock them up. That's what they need to do. They have no nightsticks. They have to wrestle with these people. They have pepper spray. You pepper spray them. Yeah, you know, you have teams set up. Pepper spray, three or four get them, cuff them, and throw them in the back of the paddy wagon. Okay? This is what you... And then this Ilhan Omar, she needs to be in jail. She needs... Because she faked. She forged, falsified her record when it came to her coming over. And somebody, what did they say? She married her brother? Okay? What you're having now is a lot of these illegals coming in, and the first thing the women do is have a baby, get pregnant. That's their protection shield. Okay? Then she, and while I'm doing this show, I'm looking at Fox, they should be locked up. I don't think any politician should be in office unless they are U.S. citizen or were born in the U.S. That's my opinion. This is out of hand. This is out of hand. Then you have those corrupt district judges, okay, who are voting against everything that Trump does. Folks, this country is out of hand now. And you American citizens, born here in America, you should be ashamed of yourself for supporting them. You really should. You really, really, really should. Should be ashamed of yourself for supporting these illegals and these people who are destroying America. Folks, stop it. Stop it. Let's get these people off the street. Let's get them out of our country, back to where they come from. Back to, they're no refugees. I don't care in the world right now. Stop all immigration. Get them out of here. And then if you want to bring them in, then do it. Vet them. But folks, we have a law. We have a law. We have a system to bring people in, but this is not going to do it. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. Okay? A lot of women are out here. If you're out here on the street and you're fighting the ICE agent, you get what you deserve. So start issuing the nightsticks again. That they need that to break some kneecaps. That's what they need, folks. We'll be back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. This is the George Williams Show, and we are on a mission. Our phone number here is 251-343-0106, folks. We are about to announce the name of our special guest, Chris Callahan. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, George. Good to be with you.
Same here. It's been a while since you've been on.
Well, I always love coming on your show because you always tell the truth. You don't hold back. You tell the truth, whether you know people want to hear it or not. At least you tell the truth, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and that's what we try to do here, you know. And so Chris, the reason I asked you to come on to the show is, What is happening in America now? You're a lawyer. You've been a police officer in law enforcement. What is happening?
Well, what we're seeing is the result of a different two-party system than what we used to have. I mean, we used to have Republicans and Democrats. Republicans were right of center, center to right of center. Democrats, some were in the center, some were left of center. But now we have a different two-party system. We have the American Party, which is the Republican Party, I call the pro-American Party, and then we have the Communist Party, which is commonly known as the Democrat Party. But they are, socialists, and even they're like socialists to left to communist. I mean, New York City just hired elected a full-fledged communist to be their mayor. It's just astounding, and they hate America. They want to change the system. They want to change the Constitution.
Right.
They want to change the rules. They don't want to, you know. They think that if the laws that we currently have, if they don't like them, then they're just going to ignore them until the laws say what they want them to say. But that doesn't work.
Right.
We live in a. In a law and order society, we are governed by the rule of law, and the Democrats don't want to follow that because, quite frankly, they would rather America be a communist country like Russia or Venezuela or places like that.
Right, and I agree. I agree with you. How can we stop this action of what's going on now? Because if you heard me during before the break, I said one of my buddies who's deceased now, said that the U.S. would be taken over from folks who were not born here, but who migrated here, and all of a sudden they have the clout like they do in Europe, all over Europe. They've taken over those countries, and they're trying to do that here. What are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Well, I think that just like in the past history, we've had people who have tried to either take over the world or take over the United States or take over other countries and institute a very evil policies of communism or socialism or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be up to the American people to continue to stand up. You know, you were talking about this, the illegal aliens. You know, it's not that the Democrats are per se for illegal aliens. Okay, the Democrats are anti-American.
Okay.
And so they know that the pro-American America, the actual Americans who are here, are not going to vote for them in a vast majority, right?
Right.
And so they've got to create ways to to get enough votes to be relevant, to stay in power. And they do that through things like, well, they do that through corruption of getting money. They used the climate change agenda for years to as a redistribution of wealth to the Democratic Party. That's where it wound up, just like the fraud that we see in Minnesota. You know, a lot of that money is getting kicked right back into Democrat campaigns.
True.
That's why you see, Ilhan Omar earmarking money for, you know, millions of dollars at a time in different bills for these programs that are then paying the Somalian daycares and healthcare companies that aren't really operating, who can then fund the Democrat Party, right? And because they're not getting real people to vote for them, so they have to create new ways to try to get votes, whether they're, you know, real votes or illegals voting. We've seen a lot of cases where illegals are voting now. So,
yeah, and you know what my observation is, and this is like in the city that I grew up in when I left Daphne, is these folks congregate in one place when they come over, so they have, and then they elect their own person, and they expand from there, and that's what they've done in Minnesota, New Jersey, all over New Jersey, New York, the same way, Massachusetts, and New York, New York, why do you call it Little Chinatown? Because the Chinese congregate in that area, and they have their own politician. The same way in Washington, D.C., you have those areas where they congregate, and that's where they settle, okay? And most of the time, it's in urban, in the minority area that they do that, and it's killing America.
It is. And this isn't new. I mean, in the early 1900s, we had, what was known as the first Red Scare, right, after the Bolshevik revolution in Russia. Fear had spread that similar revolutions could occur in the U.S. And so the Communist Party USA was founded, I think, in the early 1900s at that time.
Right.
And some of them openly advocated revolutionary overthrow of capitalism. Right. Well, that's the exact same rhetoric that we're hearing now from the left and from some of these protesters is revolution, right? They want a revolutionary overthrow of capitalism. That's why they're calling for federal law enforcement to be attacked, to be hurt, to be fought against. That's why they're throwing firecrackers, at police. I mean, what's next? Guns? I mean, you hear all this talk about the Second Amendment,
right?
And what it really means to these people, and I think they're advocating for revolution. And we saw it again in the 30s and the 40s, the Soviet infiltration, and the espionage that was going on from Russia at that time. During World War II and the early Cold War, the Soviet Union ran extensive espionage networks into the U.S. I mean, you're a former federal agent. You know this history. And it went on in the McCarthy era in the 1950s. And it all has been going on for years through our education system, right? I mean, we look at our education system, and when we allowed the federal government to get involved, well, the Democrats used that. Jimmy Carter created it, but the Democrats used that to educate our kids into the ideas of communism and socialism, to try to infiltrate that, certainly in higher education as well. And I could keep going, but they've been trying for years, and this is where we are in the United States of America and the Americans. Thank God they elected Donald Trump, who was willing to fight this. I think the last really crusader against communism and socialism was Ronald Reagan prior to Trump. So.
Yeah, that is true. And what else concerns you about today's events, this current events of the last 5 months or months, what else concerns
you? I tell you one thing that has weighed heavy on my heart has been how politicized the the shooting, the Eisenvolk shooting in Minnesota has been. You know, as many people know, a federal ICE officer fatally shot a 37-year-old woman in Minneapolis who was her and her wife were ICE protesters, you know, actively agitating ICE, and that's no reason to shoot anybody. And I look at this from a more objective standard. I don't want to politicize that shooting. It is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. But what I want to say is this, and this is as a former law enforcement officer, okay, and now as an attorney and a judge, I just want to speak very plainly to say law enforcement has to be effective, right? They have to be able to do their job, but they also need to be held accountable, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But this is a systematic problem of a broken immigration system and irresponsible sanctuary city policies. Mm-hmm. But as far as that shooting goes, we need to look at it objectively, right? Officers are taught and they're trained that a vehicle, if somebody uses a vehicle and intentionally tries to run you over,
a weapon,
or runs at you, is a lethal weapon.
That's right. Right.
Because if I get run over, I'm going to die most likely.
That's correct.
Or at least be seriously injured.
Right.
And so if somebody is using lethal force against a police officer, that officer has the right to then use lethal force to try to stop that threat.
Correct.
And that's what we saw in the video. Now, you know, I'm not ready to jump to judgment one way or the other. I think it should be investigated like any other officer involved shooting.
Right.
When I was a police officer in Metro Atlanta, I investigated officer involved shootings, and I would look at them objectively, and that's what should be done here.
Right.
So I'm not trying to jump to any conclusions, but I'm just going to say that if somebody's trying to run you over with their car and you're a police officer, you have the right to use, or even if you're not, you have the right to defend yourself and use equal adequate force to try to stop the threat.
Right.
And that's what it appeared happened there.
Right. I know two police officers, when I was a policeman, they were hit by folks who tried to run them over. And they had to both retire physically, okay?
Yeah.
So they could never be cops again. And that is very dangerous. That is very dangerous.
We can't have a safe public or public safety. We cannot have a safe public to live in without respect for the rule of law.
Right.
And in the rhetoric coming from the left, clearly they do not care about the rule of law. They want the rule of law to go away, and they want to have a revolution to take over the country to create a communist country. I mean, that's basically what it is.
All right, Chris, we got to go for another break now. We'll be right back after these. Can you stand by?
Sure.
All right. Chris Callahan, our special guest for the night. We'll be right back after these messages, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I'm George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show. We're so glad to be here. Our special guest is Chris Callahan, who is a former law enforcement officer and who is currently an attorney. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, George. Thank you for having me.
Right. Okay. Go ahead. Continue when I interrupted you, what you were saying before the break.
Well, that's all right. I think I covered, you know, kind of what my position is on the officer-involved shooting in Minnesota that,
right,
you know, it needs to be investigated, and it will be investigated, and, you know, it's not going to be swept under the rug, and it'll either be deemed a good shoot or a bad shoot. But just that officers do have a right to protect their own lives and the lives of others. And if someone is driving at an officer with their vehicle, intentionally trying to run them over, then that person is using deadly force against the officer, and he has a right to use deadly force back.
That's true. Now, since we're talking about this, what do you think about all of this fraud that is happening in Minnesota and other cities? I mean, what they do, in my opinion, they create these phony companies and nonprofits, and they gear millions and millions, millions of dollars towards these people. How many millionaires does Minnesota have because of all of these billions of dollars? How many do they have? And how much money has gone back to Somalia and other African countries now? And yeah, I spent 6 years in Africa, and they were getting a whole bunch of money from the United States.
Yeah, I wish I could answer the questions of how much. I know that this is not anything new. If you'll remember, when Joe Biden was leaving office, he publicly said he had $20 million of climate change money that he needed to spend so that President Trump couldn't take it back. And if you'll remember, even in Georgia, some foundation that Stacey Abrams had in the state of Georgia got several million dollars of that $20 billion climate change
correct.
Money.
Correct.
And what it's really being used for is to funnel money to the Democrat Party.
Okay.
They are taking taxpayer. That's what I think is happening. I think they're taking taxpayer dollars, and they use things like climate change, or oh, we're going to feed children. They create a crisis.
Right.
And then they don't solve the crisis. They just take the wealth from the taxpayers and send it to the Democrat Party. That's how they've been able to fund their party. That's how they've been able to, win any seats at all, is through corruption, through fraud. And now it's front and center. We're seeing it in Minnesota. But I think Minnesota's the tip of the iceberg. I think this is happening in all 50 states to some degree.
Correct. Because I'm glad you mentioned Stacey Abrams, because, I mean, she should be under the jail right now, okay? And they have proof what she and her organization have done. And she's still walking around talking about the Republicans, how bad the Republicans are in Georgia.
Yep. Yeah, she is. It baffles me. A large part of my practice now is I do international business law.
Okay.
I've been down into South America several times in the last year, working on business deals for people. And the corruption down there, like I was in Peru a few times, and it seems like every administration, when the next administration comes in, the next administration has all the old administration arrested and imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the new administration leaves, the next ones they get, because the corruption goes on. Are we headed for that? I don't know why the corrupt individuals don't ever get arrested. We see all these memes on Facebook and these fake posts of, oh, so-and-so is going to get arrested. It never happens, right? I mean, think about this. This is an example. If you're in Mobile, right, mm-hmm. and I've seen this happen as a lawyer in Mobile. If you're in Mobile and the police come to serve a warrant at your house, and your nephew or your son or your daughter or somebody lives there, and they have the warrant out for them, and you tell the police, I'm sorry, he's not here right now, but they come in and serve the warrant, and the person is there, then for telling the police that they weren't there, you get arrested for aiding and abetting and harboring a fugitive.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay. But now you have politicians, Democrats, Democrat judges who literally will harbor an illegal alien or hinder the police from getting to them,
mm-hmm.
and nothing happens. We had one Democrat judge that was arrested and was convicted of doing that, and that's the only case I've seen of accountability that happened to. But it's like they act with no impunity, and there's never any consequence.
Right. That's true. Very, very, very true.
And I don't know why. I mean, you can commit the smallest infraction, and be arrested and jailed and sit there for a while and have to hire an attorney and hopefully get out. And you know, but you can steal billions of dollars from the taxpayers, mm-hmm. harbor thousands of people committing crimes, and nothing happens.
Right.
You can be the mayor of a sanctuary city and not contact ICE and say, hey, we have a very dangerous murderer in our jail, but since he's illegal, we're going to let him go, you know, and not instead of calling the police. I mean, and not follow the law.
Right.
I don't understand it. It is a wacky, upside down world that we're living in right now.
It is. It really, really, really is. The open season for qualifications, I know it's in Alabama. I don't know how many other states for politicians. What are your thoughts on it's open until the 23rd of this month, and then it closes. From the a Senate candidate, all the congressional seats, and the governor, lieutenant governor, and all the cabinet officials. What are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Well, I think that that Alabama is a pretty good example of a system where people get to qualify and they get to run, and the people get to decide. I mean, you know, we've got, I think Doug Jones is running for governor, Tommy Tuberville is running for governor, and then we have races locally where several candidates have qualified. So I look forward to seeing how that turns out. I hope that Republicans will take every seat.
Right.
I've been a Republican my entire life, and I didn't vote for Democrats just because they were a little bit left. I'm certainly not going to vote for Democrats now that are supporting what's going on, you know?
Yeah. Chris, I'm going to give you an example. We had the Alabama Minority Republican meeting last night in Mobile, and there was a person who, I don't know him, but he qualified to run for Barry Moore's seat in Congressional District 1 down here in South Alabama. So mm-hmm. when this guy, and he was given the opportunity to say something, and you know the first thing that came out of his mouth?
What's that?
I just want everybody here to know that I am not MAGNA. Okay? I mean, you're trying to become a congressman in Alabama in District 1, and you want everybody to know that you're not MAGNA. I mean, and then what happened, Chris, is after the meeting, I went up to him, and I said, my observation, just give you a little tidbit of my observation, is you can't say that, you know, in this red state. And he said, well, that was on my mind, and I'm going to say what's on my mind. I said, uh-oh, that is it. That is it. You're persona non grata in my mind now, okay? I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah, I can't imagine who that is. There's been like, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's about 5 people that I can think of that have declared for running for that. So I don't know which one you're talking about, and you don't have to say it if you don't want
to. No, I don't want to say it over the air.
Yeah.
But I was shocked.
But I would be, I'm shocked. I mean, you know, Alabama is a very red state. It's a very conservative state. Now, don't get me wrong. The Democrats have infiltrated to a large degree the Democrat Party and have, ran as Republicans and then brought their Democrat ideas in the Republican Party. But we keep fighting against that. But I tell you what, the Alabama Minority GOP, to which I'm a member myself,
right.
Does a very good job of vetting candidates and understanding if someone is truly a Republican and has true Republican ideals. But it doesn't sound like that person has true Republican ideals. If the first thing they want to tell people, if you don't want to make America great again, if you're not a supporter of making America great again, then you know, your policies will show it. You don't have to go in and tell everybody, but don't say that you're a Republican and you don't want America to be great.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, that is very true. And since we're talking about this, folks have to know that once the opening qualification is closed, then what suppose, and just to prevent what you're talking about, if you were a Democrat, if you ran as a Democrat and somebody write a petition against you in that particular position, then the party will decide if your name will be on the ballot. And if you don't like what the party decide, then you can go to court to try and get it resolved. You know?
That can happen, but we both know from recent past that process is not is also political and doesn't really always work. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. we've had actual Republican candidates not on the ballot for political reasons, and we've had the Alabama Republican Party allow well-known Democrats to run as Republicans in recent history. So, yeah, I'm not too ensured that would really work.
Well, I'm gonna tell you that won't work now.
That
will definitely not work now. So you know that's up to them in the courts. But what I'm saying is that there is the opportunity for folks if they know someone ran as a Democrat or ran as an independent, ran against another Republican candidate, you know, that you're not qualified to, and you're not going to be allowed to have
shouldn't
your name
be, yeah.
on the ballot.
That's correct.
You know?
Yeah, shouldn't
and,
be.
Yeah, I think that is very, very, very important. Like, you know, in order to cut off what you say about the Democrats. Now, when we come back from this last break, and if you could stay around until we come back, you know, I would like to talk about the Democratic Party in Alabama and the NAACP, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So, folks, we are with Chris Callahan, and he is our special guest for tonight. And I think we've got a few more seconds, 10 more seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6. So, folks, we'll be back after these messages with our special guest, Chris Callahan.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. And we are on a mission. Tonight, we're on a mission with our special guest, Chris Callahan. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Chris, there are so many things I want to ask you, but... You know, we're talking about Venezuela now. Okay, we'll go into that subject.
Okay,
and it was such. Oh, I love the way the Delta Force went in and took this idiot Maduro out. Okay, and took he and his wife and brought them to America. And you saw some of the guys with the DEA jackets escorting him, and I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of that. And they did the same thing with Noriega, and I was active on duty in the South Florida office.
Now, watch, you're going to tell your age, George.
Well, I tell you, if people ask me, when did you join the Marine? I said, when did JFK die? Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I joined the Marine Corps. Okay. So the thing is, Chris, between, you know, the Caribbean, you're talking about Venezuela, you're talking about some of those other small countries, Cuba down there, and the other big country, and I know he's going to do something. One thing about Trump, and my buddy calls Trump the Great White Hope, okay? One thing about him, when he tells you something, you better listen. And he's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to do it. So what do you think about right now, Iran, the Iranian situation? Because they are killing a lot of their people now. You know, they cut the internet off and the lights out, but that didn't stop them.
I think when very significant event, when Trump told Iran, look, you need to get rid of this nuclear producing facility,
right?
Or we're going to take it out.
Right.
You know, and just like what you just said, you better listen to him when he says something. And they basically gave America the middle finger. They weren't abiding by any of the national agreements they had made on, you know, not creating a nuclear weapon. They were full speed ahead of in creating that nuclear weapon. And for years, Iran's ruling regime has violently been suppressing mass protests sparked by, you know, deep economic distress. This is when you have a communistic style government or a dictatorship, or you know, this is the people are the ones that get suppressed, right?
Right.
Just like in Venezuela, but I think that incident where Trump went in and took out the nuclear facility, the people realized, you know, that there was hope. The people in Iran realized there was hope, that their regime wasn't this all-powerful suppressor like Maduro was, like Putin is, you know, like Stalin was back in the day, you know. And so because of that, it's been revealed that there's an internal weakness, right? And the brutality doesn't have to keep going. And therefore, the people of Iran finally feel like, hey, maybe we can speak for ourselves. And so they've had nationwide protests that have spread across all 31 of their provinces. Mm-hmm. They've had economic collapse. They've had demands for political reform. The Iranian security forces, you know, we talk about ICE coming in and pepper spraying somebody. All right. Once you allow the government to take complete control of your life, once you allow the Second Amendment to not be in effect anymore, right? The Second Amendment doesn't allow police officers to carry guns. That's not what it's about. It's about securing your nation against government tyranny. Mm-hmm. In Iran, they don't spray people with pepper spray. The security forces there, they just go in and kill the protesters. They've killed thousands of protesters.
Right, right.
They've blacked out the internet, like you said.
Right.
They've had brutal attacks.
Right.
You know, that's how the country that the Democrats want us to have would handle protesters.
Okay.
But we don't do that because we still live in a free country that we still need to fight for.
Right.
So the Iranian people, they deserve freedom. They deserve dignity, not repression.
Okay.
A regime that's killing its own citizens just for protesting has lost its legitimacy.
Right.
Now I think Washington has a limited ability to influence these protests, but we need to continue to condemn tyranny and stand with those fighting for liberty.
Right. Do you think something's going to happen to protect those individuals?
I think we will see a regime change in Iran, but I think it'll be brought about, and this is just my opinion, by the people of Iran. You know, the U.S. policy of maximum pressure, sanctions, things like that, I think also can, you know, contribute to helping Iran. But
here's the problem with that kind of socialist, Islamic country. They, the Islamic folks have the weapons, and they don't mind killing. They'll kill a million of their people. They don't give a darn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So something will have to be done before, because even over the last three or four nights, thousands of people are reported to have been killed. Okay, that doesn't bother them. It doesn't faze them. The more they kill, the less problems they're going to have. This is what they think. You know, I just felt bad because Trump stopped Israel from annihilating them. That's what I wish that Trump would have allowed them to go ahead, because they were the Israelis were blasting them, and that is going to come back to haunt us by him not allowing the Israeli army and air force to finish the Iranians. I think it would have been over by this time. So
yeah, it very well could have been.
Yeah. I really think so. And Chris, I appreciate you coming in and talking with us. Anything else that you think is going to happen that you're hoping that won't happen? Or, a way to resolve this situation over there in the Middle East?
I really can't speak enough. I don't have enough information to really speak intelligently on that. Mm-hmm. I know that there are some Republicans in the Senate who are supporting the idea of the U.S. going in and kind of helping rescue the people of Iran, the citizens.
Right.
It's never a problem of the citizens when the U.S. goes in and the Democrats kind of saying that the U.S. is against this country or against that country. The Venezuelans are cheering in the streets. We're not against Venezuela. We had a warrant out for this man's arrest. Joe Biden increased the reward to have the man arrested. He wasn't the legitimate leader.
Right.
He was shipping machine guns and drugs into our country and killing people.
Right.
Okay. That's why they went and got him. They weren't going in and kidnapping the president of the head of a state. We don't dislike the Venezuelan people. If President Trump, if he's one thing, he's a humanitarian almost to a fault.
Yeah.
You were talking about he didn't allow Israel to go in and annihilate Iran.
Right.
He wants to preserve human life. That's why he wants the conflict in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, to end, because people are dying.
Right.
Listen to his words. He's always saying, look, 129,000 people died this month, and I want the killing to stop.
Right,
he doesn't want people to die.
Yeah.
I think he loves his fellow man. He loves his country. He loves humanity.
Right.
Well,
we know something's got to be done. Okay.
We do.
It can't continue. The last, three or four nights, there's been, maybe a couple thousand people killed and wounded.
Yeah.
So something has to be done.
It does.
It does.
But the U.S. can't go in and save every person in the world.
No, they can't. They can't.
Can we be a part of the solution? We can be.
Right.
But we're going to need backing from European leaders, and we're going to need partners.
Correct. Well, if anybody's going to do it, Donald Trump will do it.
Oh, he can do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing he can't accomplish.
All right.
If he wants to put his mind to it.
So. All right. Chris, we appreciate it. We got to get out of here. And we're going to bring you back, okay?
Thank you for your show, George. I appreciate what you do. I think you're a great humanitarian yourself.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right, folks. All right. Chris Callahan. And we'll be back next week. Until that time, Vaquan Dales, everyone.